Oh.
That's like that Fallout Bone thing.
For a half second, I thought you were talking about the corn on the cob again. I was like, that is also delicious.
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's amazing.
You want your corn to fall off the bone.
Yeah.
True. The corn bone.
From those corn bones.
The old corn bone. Hard pass.
Hey, everyone.
Excelente. No dogs were upset this time.
Yay, not upsetting dogs.
Welcome to SitSuck, everybody. I have to shrink this Discord chat before I continue to just participate
in
it.
I'm Kyle, just in case you were wondering who...
Eric Kevin!
I'm Joe. Oh, I went last this time.
You did.
So, first, I have two things to start off the episode, then we can talk about whatever we want.
Okay.
First and foremost, Eminem came out with a new song, not new, but it's called Godzilla, and if you just, like... What it made me realize about Eminem is that he makes, like... This is going to sound completely stupid. He makes music with his words. Like, it's not just the beat of the song, but the cadence of his... and word choice of his, like, rapping. You could just, like, not care about what he... I mean, he's saying a lot of things that are probably offensive, but...
Sure.
Because he's Eminem. But you could just listen to, like, the beat of his voice. Like, the hit, what he's hitting, and the sounds he's making. And it's just, like, really enrapturing to just kind of sit there and listen to an Eminem song for me. And I don't know why that is, but you should go check out that Godzilla song.
In fact, I'll post it in here. Yeah. I'll link Eminem.
Hell yeah.
He needs some love, I think, I guess.
He does. He's got the face beats.
Eminem, which we were, like, that reminded me of the Rap God thing, which reminded me of the Rick and Morty Rap God thing, which reminded me that you should absolutely read the Rick and Morty comic, because it is amazing. Like, if you like the show at all, the Rick and Morty comic is... like tried and true comedy, and it's more of it, and it's more, I don't know, it's just so good if you're into that kind of thing.
You heard it here last, folks.
Yeah, it's out of print now, so you can get the trades, I think.
Yeah, it's not new.
Yeah, it's not new at all. I'm reading stuff from like the second season was coming out,
so I just like actually read Kingdom Come, of all things.
Oh, the Superman comic?
Yeah.
Or like the DC comic?
Yeah.
Is that the one where like... Oh man, I don't remember that one.
So is
I can go into it, but first thing I want to say, I want to start us off. Well, we're not starting; we're 2 minutes in, but I want to get us going with some words of wisdom, which is that party girls don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down.
The fuck are you talking about? Why,
are the did the snaps come through?
The snaps help.
Okay.
Yeah. Snaps,
it, yeah.
Kevin, help.
I think as lost as you are.
Yeah, I think he was doing spoken word poetry of the lyrics of an Eminem song.
No, it was a chandelier by Sia.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay.
I don't know. We were talking about Eminem.
I thought at first you were going to say spoken words of porn. That's what it sounded like you were going. And I was like, well, that's a strange place to be.
Not wrong.
Well, I was going to go through the thing, but the part I wanted to jump to was throw him back to Lailu's count. I'm going to swing from the chandelier. From the chandelier. And you'll start to recognize it from there.
What was our, like, I feel like we either got, or we've been blessed. Like, what are we?
Exactly. That's what happens when Sia visits.
Did she visit you? Is this going somewhere?
She's visited us all.
Sia lyrics.
That's just where we are today, man.
Is Sia like a real life angel?
It's true.
Sia doesn't exist. Sia never existed. Sia exists in your heart.
It's like sandy memories.
As a disease.
Like
in your soul. Wait,
no, as like a valve deformity.
Speaking of valve deformities.
So.
So
our air
basically,
broke? Is that a
fuck Kenneth Branagh. Okay.
I really don't want to spend a whole episode talking about Kenneth
no,
Branagh.
No,
that's fine.
Fine.
We're
I,
just.
I, no,
but
I was,
let me
I was
let me do the
really
let me do this.
Shift, but...
Sorry to cut you off, Kevin.
No,
we've been talking.
I think you misunderstood what I was saying, Joe. I don't want to talk about Kenneth Branagh in this episode at all.
What this episode
we're
was
mad
supposed
about
to be
Ken
originally?
Branagh.
What this episode was supposed to be originally? What? This episode was supposed to be originally
the
was part two
time loop.
Of. Do you know what the worst part of being stuck in a time loop is?
Not doing a time loop bit.
We're always doing a time
loop.
We should
do a time loop bit for
that's
our
what this
joke.
Episode was supposed to be was Kevin regaling us with part two of his smoking advice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we ended last time. I was
also the stubborn cheese, which is the file name of the last episode. Yes. For anyone who plays at home.
No, I wanted to talk about some cheese. Smoking, but I also wanted to hear Kyle's like very first 5 times smoking, or how many times he's done it too, because I think that'd be also fun.
Wait, so wait, we can talk about that. We have the world's our oyster. What did you want?
The world is our burrito.
Well, I just wanted to talk about smoking meats because I like it so much. So
I like meat and smoking.
And so it'd be fun to talk about, you know, different people's smoking experiences.
I kind of dived into it last time. You can do smoking of meat in lots of different ways. So if you have a grill, you can smoke meat technically. Like, you just need a burner or whatever they're called. Like
no, you absolutely can. I just have not done it.
You can smoke meats. You could cold smoke sausage if you wanted to in your house or garage.
No, I don't. I'm not opposed to it. I'm just saying, like, I've been doing the thing where our new food prep system is where we basically buy like 2 kinds of meat, and then I just cook them relatively plain, and then we make some sauces, and then that way. Because here's the thing we have with food prep, right? And I'm just going to, you know, clue you all into my personal life here. If you make one meal and then you're supposed to eat that every day for 5 days, fuck you. I'm not doing it. I get this weird, like, irrational, this fuck you, I won't do what you told me kind of thing when that happens. And I'll be like, no, instead I'm just going to order delivered food. And I'm going to spend $30 on a fucking chicken sandwich just so it's brought directly to my mouth hole or some stupid shit because of the delivery fees. Yeah, so what we figured out, or what I was thinking about, like I thought about it as an opportunity, like let's just cook some chicken and some pork and maybe some salmon. And then you just have a choice in the morning, like do I want to eat chicken, pork, or salmon? And then have like a teriyaki sauce and or maybe a curry sauce and maybe a marinara sauce. And you could just in the morning be like, I feel like this for lunch today, and you just kind of put it all together and go. Mixed results so far, but what we have definitely settled on is I spend Sunday
mixed
now.
Mixed results how?
We haven't quite committed to the whole sauce thing, and we haven't worked out the starch and vegetable elements yet. So, like, ideally you'd have a choice of vegetables, a choice of starch or carb, and a choice of protein, and then a choice of sauce. So in the morning, and you wake up, you're like, I don't want to cook for today. What do I want? You can say, grab the bottle of teriyaki sauce, pour some chicken out, you know, grab some vegetables and some potatoes, and then go, right? I'm still dialing that in, but what we've been doing lately, and what I've been trying to get at, was we get chicken breast, and I cut it up I was cooking whole chicken breast. That was a giant pain in the butt, just because it takes so long to cook all the way through. But what I'll do is
Why didn't you flatten them?
Well... Yeah, no, that's why I had to do something.
Yep.
So we've been playing with it.
Called smoking. Woo.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. No, so what it was I cooked some chicken, I cooked some pork, and then we just go from there. So in the fridge right now, there's some cooked pork, like there were pork chops, and we just did a pork loin. I baked it, or I brined it, and I baked it. And then afterwards, I switched it over, and I cooked a bunch of boneless chicken thighs, just chopped up into little pieces so it would cook real fast. So right now in my fridge, I have a whole bunch of chicken thigh chunks that are bite-sized and pork loin chunks that are bite-sized that are fully cooked through. And then when you want something for lunch or whatever, you just take a hand, you know, you just take some, put it in a bag, you know, chipmunk it, whatever, and then just go. And then you can cook it and go. And then I boiled some potatoes, just the little mini potatoes. So you take those and throw them in the toaster oven. You toast them to warm them up. The skins get crispy. And you got, like, mini baked potatoes that are delicious, but they take, like, 10 minutes. So that's what we've been playing with that. So I haven't done smoking because I've been focusing so much on how to do this meal, this like deconstructed meal prep. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I get you. Yeah, for real. Works good.
For lunch today, I sliced up some of the boiled potatoes and pan fried them until they got crispy. And then I threw some of the slices of pork loin in there and cooked that till it got a little bit of a browning on the edges and got cooked through. And I threw it onto some tortillas, and I had pork and potato tacos with some melted cheese.
Damn.
I just reheated pulled pork and mac and cheese for lunch today.
I'm not sure
all
who's
those
winning.
Things sound awesome.
We smoked yesterday. We smoked a one massive chicken breast and two like thigh leg combos. And it took like about 4 hours, I think, they were on the smoker. So not like crazy amounts of time. But then I ate one of the thighs, Pat ate a couple of legs, Meg and Allie ate some of the white meat, the chicken breast. And then today, Megan made a, from the leftover, she made a smoked chicken salad.
Fuck yeah.
Which, yeah, she said it was amazing.
That sounds fantastic.
So, with a smoker, if you have a big enough one, you could just smoke your entire week's worth of lunch in one go. If you're interested.
I will say, though, you want to be careful about smoking mixed meats in the smoker at the same time, because not all meats are friendly to the same temperature.
Yeah,
they don't cook the same.
That's true. It's a timing thing. Like, usually, I'll cook like some ribs.
More than a timing thing, like.
Yeah, I'll cook some ribs, and then like when they only have a couple hours left, I'll throw some smoked sausages in. Just like toss them in there. Boom.
I will also say that dark meat on chicken is so much more forgiving than white meat.
That's true.
Like you have a very broad like fuck up range.
That is true.
Although,
I don't know, I found chicken to be a lot easier because it's like you throw it in there for a certain amount of time. Like you Google it, say, I have this many pounds of chicken. How long to smoke it for? And it's never been wrong.
I think 1 pound pork has been the easiest thing I've done, or pork butt, because there's
pork
like
butt?
Almost no way to fuck it up.
Yeah.
You have to do it for longer though.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, ribs are my go-to of ease.
I don't really like ribs.
I've never messed up ribs.
I've never had ribs that I was like, I want to eat these again.
Oh, I got to get my brother-in-law's recipe. Because he cooked a bunch when they came up to stay with us. And they were like, literally fall off the bone. Just like the most succulent, delicious rib meat I've ever had. And he
I'd
like,
love to have fall off the bone ribs. I still haven't had them yet because usually when I go to a barbecue place, like I'm so non enamored with ribs that I never try them.
So apparently, fall off the bone rib is not preferred by the rib enthusiasts.
Man, fuck them! Huh. Fuck y'all. Though.
That's true, though. That's true.
That's
they call
weird.
It.
Why?
They call it the Texas cheaters.
What?
You know that method
same way
I've
eat
done.
My corn in the cob. I cut the corn off the fucking cob.
The same way I've cooked them a few times, where you put it in the tinfoil and like you put some liquid in it and it like kind of boils the rib off the bone.
Oh.
That's like that fallout bone thing.
For a half second, I thought you were talking about the corn on the cob again. I was like, that is also delicious.
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's amazing.
You want your corn to fall off the bone.
Yeah.
True. The corn bone.
From those corn bones.
The old corn bone. Hard pass.
No, but I guess like real hardcore smoking people, they don't want it to fall off. They don't want to cheat with like liquids and like boiling the meat, whatever.
I have made it a point to ignore the majority of those people, considering that I'm using an electric smoker, and you're basically get shunned in the smoking community online if you don't go to the right websites using an electric smoker.
Yeah, you absolutely should ignore those people because their hearts aren't filled with joy. Their hearts are filled with bile and farts.
I've never not put my ribs in tinfoil to let it fall off the bone. So, there you go. I've cooked ribs like 40 times.
I need to do a pitch real quick. This is a total tangent, but I have to do this because we like to change up our shit every once in a while, right? Like, I like to purposely order from places that I haven't ordered from in a long time just to, like, try things out and mix things up. I don't go, like, crazy out of my way. Like, I'm not, like, ordering Ethiopian food for the first time or something, but I mean, like, oh, there's a new burger
place.
What
do you have
against
Ethiopians?
Let's try it. I hate it. I hate them. I hate the country. I hate everything. No, I don't know. I just never tried it, and I didn't want my first one to be takeout Ethiopian food, you know? Like,
that's fine. Sorry. Carry on.
So, like, we had this flyer long, long time ago, right? And I kind of thrown it in with our, like, menu pile, right?
Yeah.
The old menu pile.
Yeah, right? Everybody has one. But I pulled it out, and I was like, Capital Pizza. Looks like it could be good. Like, it's a pizza place. How bad could it be? So I went on and looked at their menu online. They have a lot of, like, really interesting stuff. Like, pretty standard pizza place. You know, bread on bread on bread. Wings. Mm-hmm. We ordered from them. So we ordered from them last Friday during Joe's birthday thing, actually. And
was that the miraculous pizza delivery you had going out to catch?
Yes, but it was – it's – I'm probably not going to order from another pizza place for a very long time. That
okay.
It was amazing. Like, and it's in Thornton.
Is that good, huh?
So I was gonna say, Kendrick, you might not be able to get it delivered to you, but Joe and Kevin, you guys should try Capital Pizza.
What was it called? Capital Pizza?
Capitol Pizza. And the guy who...
What did you order it on?
I ordered it from their website. They had like a order online thing, and the guy delivered it. Like, I think it was like either the guy who worked there or owned it or something, but he's delivering it, and he's a crazy Russian dude, and he was pretty cool.
Да, очень хорошо.
And like, yeah, it was just the pizza was really good. Like, it was very, very good pizza, and it had cuppy pepperonis, which I always like. It's always an underrated thing.
You do like them cuppy pepperonis.
Yeah, them's but good. Them's good. That and Perry's Pizza are my two favorite.
How's
like,
into cupping? I heard
non-standard. non-standard pizza places. So sorry.
Did you order from the Thornton branch?
Yeah, the Thornton one.
It looks like there is a Denver one, but they are currently temporarily closed.
That sucks.
Farts.
Did farts you like butts. The Anthony's too that we got that one time you guys were here?
I like Anthony's. It's just never my go-to because like,
okay,
whenever I'm about to order Anthony's, like I'm always in that like I'm always in the mind state of like, man, I really want something else just besides pizza, and then the Anthony's other half of their menu doesn't really have a lot of like non-pizza-y things.
The biggest thing from Anthony's is their cheese bread.
You guys really like that?
Mostly because you get so goddamn much of it.
Okay. It's like Blackjack. They give you like a large pizza of cheese bread.
Because this one's called Anthony's 2. There's a distinction.
All the kind of the same, I think. Like
maybe.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It's not like pho restaurants. I mean, Anthony's I've seen have like sandwiches and stuff. I didn't hate it.
I owned a martial arts place that was next door to an Anthony's. And I used to go there. I actually made it a point to not go there too often because I would have died. Just because it was like right there all the time. And Anthony's big thing is they sell you a slice. Like you can buy the slice, and you can actually add toppings to the slice. So they'll take it out and they'll throw your toppings on it, and they'll run it through the oven, and so you can have like a slice of whatever the fuck you want. And that's a dangerous game.
Indeed,
that can be. Yep.
The most dangerous game, Grizzly Boom Tennis. Kendrick, good love of God, put a reference to that so that anybody has a fucking clue what I'm talking about.
It is the most dangerous game. Zach Wiener, SNBC.
It is. I'm glad somebody got it.
The place that you get lucky about, though, Kendrick, is you have Blue Pan right next to your house, which is the best.
Never been there.
You should try it. They might even deliver to you because you're close.
Maybe. That's the one. That's that super hipstery place in the Highlands.
I don't think it's super hipstery, but it's in a super hipstery place. I think Fire in the Mountain is more hipstery than Blue Pan.
Fire in the Mountain is pretty hipstery, but it's also pretty fucking delicious.
Well, I, as my fat self, what I do is since they're right across the street from each other, I get wings from Fire in the Mountain, then I get pizza from Blue Pan, and that's my instead of ordering.
Oh, okay, so it's in that area. That's hipster central there.
Yeah, it's like a block away, so you can just walk to one and the other. I bang-banged it the first time I had it. So
yeah, if they deliver, they'll deliver to me. If they don't deliver, they won't. Like, Fire in the Mountain does not deliver, and I hate that about them. But.
Yeah, me too. I wish they did that, because I would be ordering Fire in the Mountain all the time. They have, like, probably the best food.
Oh, their wings. Everything about them is great. That's that area over there where Uncle is, right? It's just down the street, isn't it?
I thought Uncle was on Federal and 32nd, but maybe. Or maybe that's where it is, and I'm just being stupid.
I think both the things you said are right.
Okay.
Because I think it's, like, down the street. Because Blue Pan's on 32nd. And if you go down there, there's Lowell.
Lowell.
And then there's... Okay, yeah, there's the Highlands, Tappenberger, and then... Yeah, so it's not really in the same area. It's on the other side of... Federal, but yeah, no, it's to me in my mind it's the same place for some reason. I don't know why, because it's West Highland and then there's the Highlands, which used to be the sketchiest parts of Denver apparently to be in. Like, you get stabbed for being the wrong skin color, and I don't even sure what the right skin color is kind of place.
There's no one.
Like a shade of blue.
Yeah, Dr.
Oh,
Manhattan,
yeah,
style.
You're very much right. I'm sorry, I didn't realize it's all in the same street. Yep.
Right, it's on the same street, but it's not exactly the same area. And I get it, but Uncle to me was the most hipster experience I've had in a very long time. So,
but Park Burger Highlands, or like Highlands Tap or whatever.
Highland Tap and Burger there. Really good.
Was
yeah.
fucking delicious.
I love that place.
Okay.
So slight shift, but still in that rich, delicious food vein. If you guys get a chance and you're super craving a chicken sandwich, do me a favor and try a bird call.
Bird call.
Bird call?
Bird call.
Like call as in they are calling them, or call yeah, as calling, in you are
those birds.
Removing the weak, the weakest of the herd.
Whatever you feel.
I'm going to go with call.
I feel like one of these is going to be harder to Google than the other.
No, it's bird call. Bird call. Like you're okay. calling a bird.
Like caca.
Yeah, exactly. it's just chicken sandwiches. We've had it a couple times this last month just because we've been wanting that spicy chicken sandwich.
Can you tell me what their price range is?
Like not
$8 a sandwich. It looks
yeah,
like.
Not too bad. I mean, they're not terrible.
Sorry, between six and $9 a sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay, because I have had the weirdest like dietary thing lately where I've just like don't eat dinner and then I wake up really hungry because I'm dumb and I think I'm dying, but that notwithstanding, yesterday I was like, goddamn, get a chicken sandwich. And so I look into the various delivery things and there's a place called Mother Clucker.
I've heard of this place.
Yeah, and I was like, I pull up Grubhub or whatever, and I'm like, oh, Mother Clucker will deliver to me. Cool. And it's like $9 sandwich. Fuck it. Why not? Like $7 fries. Fuck it. Why not? And by the end of the day, I mean, by the time it's done, I'm 30 bucks in with the tip and everything else. And I look, and it's coming from fucking downtown Denver to my house.
That's what I was going to say. Bird Call is downtown as well. I don't know how you got to deliver because they won't deliver to our address.
No, I don't know. They deliver to our address, and we're further down than you are. But
I know, that's weird. Okay. It,
so, yeah, I don't know what the fucking deal is.
It has been amazing each time. Like, I've been getting this spicy chicken sandwich with, like, a pimento cheese spread and coleslaw. Oh, man. And it's just like...
A southern chicken sandwich, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It's so good. And I've been craving it nightly.
I'll have to check that out. I enjoyed my sandwich immensely, even though I was, like, fucking useless. Yeah, I was not feeling good yesterday. I was useless yesterday, and I just wolfed that sandwich down. It was fantastic. But after I ate it, I'm like, did I just enjoy $30 worth of that? I don't know.
See, and that
that's how
I can't guarantee
Fat Shack.
I can't guarantee that because I my stomach doesn't feel anything. So, except for how
I
use.
I didn't feel bad. I just ate it. I'm like, I mean, that was better than Chick-fil-A. That was better than Wendy's. But was it really four times better than Wendy's?
See, and that
you're
I can't guarantee.
$30 at Wendy's?
Not on a sandwich and fries.
Yeah. Dude, we were...
I mean, I'll spend $30 at Wendy's. Don't get me fucking wrong.
Oh, sure. But you'll walk out of there like a fucking king.
I will roll out of there like a Willy Wonka character.
Speaking yes. of Wendy's, it sounds like Kate finally tried Wendy's breakfast, but I don't know if you did.
Yep, we did. We tried it a couple days. We tried it a few weeks ago. I had the maple chicken croissant thing.
And the
I
verdict?
Fucking loved it. Fucking loved it.
How about their breakfast potatoes?
Their potatoes are amazing. At first, I was reluctant to believe you when you said they were better than their regular french fries, but I completely agree with you. However, we went back this last weekend, and I got the sausage sandwich.
The classic or the croissant which one?
The classic.
Okay.
I was... what was it? Oh, shit. What was the line? My disappointment is
immeasurable,
and
your
my day
was ruined.
Oh, really? Yes. You didn't like it that much? I didn't think it was that bad.
The sausage was meh. The egg was hard and difficult to get through and crunchy in places it shouldn't have been. The bun was stale. It was just the whole experience was like, I did not enjoy this.
That sucks. Oh. I've had a few of those classic ones now, and they're definitely their kind of like basic bitch sandwich.
What's so funny is Kate got the same sandwich the week earlier and loved it. So I feel like
it's the one that they can mess
thing.
Up the easiest.
I think the problem is when you, like, McDonald's uses the sketchy egg goo that they pre-cook, right?
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you can't fuck it up because it's, like, it's homogenous.
Sure.
And I think the danger is when you let people cook their own eggs, you let also people fuck up their own eggs.
One trick with McDonald's, if you want to know. You
substitute the round
egg. Always.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to take that from you.
No, no, that's okay.
What is that about?
No, substitute the round egg.
We're at 24 minutes. Do we want to talk about this?
Let's finish like the substitute the round egg. Sorry, Joe, okay. I cut you off. We'll, no, no, it was type it in the chat. We'll do it next week. But Kevin, McGriddle. Finish the round egg.
If you ever get a McGriddle, baking McGriddle, substitute the round egg, and you'll have a much better experience.
But I really like the other egg.
For the record, the round egg, air quotes. That's fine. The regular egg is a pre-mixed egg, like emulsified egg constant stuff. They put in, they cook it, they fold it up, they throw it on there. It's like a scrambled egg patty thing. Mm-hmm. The round egg, air quotes, literally is a round mold into which they crack a fresh egg and cooked it for a predetermined amount of time. So it's the difference between having a fried egg over fresh medium one. Versus a scrambled egg made of a potentially sketchy substance, though it's probably just made eggs and some emulsion.
Made of eggs in quotes.
It's just like scrambled egg stuff that they sell at the store too, like pre-scrambled.
Yeah, exactly. Juice. Yep.
Yeah. It's the same stuff. And there's nothing wrong with it, but if you find yourself like, I just don't like that egg goo, you could be like, if you say substitute the round egg, what that does is it short circuits the person putting the order in because there's a button that says round egg. In referring to that special kind of like egg that they do on some sandwiches. So when you say substitute the round egg, they look it down and they see the button and they hit it, and you'll get that instead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the hack as recommended by employees. I think Megan told me about that like 10 years ago.
Yep. Yep.
And I've held that in my heart ever since.
That's awesome. It's really good. It is tasty though.
It is better because you do get a better egg experience, I think. But anyway. Fast like, food. Comment, and subscribe, everybody. I love you. You love me. We're a big, happy family. Fuck dinosaurs.
Yeah. Fuck those bones.
You should.
Bag of bones.
We'll bring him back.
That's how you plant your seed in the gene pool?
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
Oh.